As we consider the life of David, we see that he had some missteps. He made bad decisions and needed to be rescued from his own sin and entrapment. So even though David is God's choice for king that we'll see play out in 2 Samuel, we still need a greater king, a better king, an eternal king after God's own heart. And that is who we have in Jesus. He is the perfect king. He had no missteps and he made no bad decisions, but he still needed to be delivered from sin's entrapment of death because as a perfect king, he was also the perfect atoning sacrifice, taking our sin upon himself. He was held down into death by our sin. He was trapped in the clutches of sin. Like Saul at the end of chapter 28, Jesus went away into the nighttime and darkness of death. But like David in 1 Samuel 29, Jesus is released, delivered from sin's entrapment early in the morning. Sorrow may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning, which proves Jesus as God's choice for king, fulfilling all promises of a righteous and holy and glorious king. As you pray today, please remember Sarah Philemon, our missionary in Romania. And also remember the Yaturu LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.